Get your tickets now to see one of Canada's hottest Juno Award-winning artists, Jake Vaudeland and the Sturgeon River Boys, bringing original country, roots, bluegrass, and rockabilly to Signal Brewery in Corbyville on July 6th. Tickets are going fast. Get yours today via flyingvconcerts.com.
To find a home, and he worked among the few of the harvest threshing crew, leaving dying father all alone.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town.
You're on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
And here in person is the star of this week's show, Montana Slim.
You'll hear my oddity. There's a love knot in my lariat. There's a bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear enough to me.
Be on the bunkhouse door, cause we'll be late tonight. Don't leave a light a-burning, dear, we may not look right.
Good morning, friends and listeners, Way Back with Johnny. Yes, this here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. For the next hours, I'd like to invite y'all into a very special Father's Day tribute 2026, as we remember the legendary father of Canadian country music, Wolf Carter, also beloved and known as Montana Slim. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip back in time to the golden era of Canadian country music, here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Bachman, friends, and happy listening.
It makes a man grow old, working in the bitter cold. What's a man gotta do to make a buck? I'm just waiting for the warm so I can head back home.
And the paper snow where it's 99 below, and the polar bear to roaming o'er the plain. In the shadow of the pole, and I'll clasp her to my soul. We'll be happy when the ice
will to see you. One and all, when the work's all done this fall. But can you tell me what's happened to all of those years? Can you tell me whatever happened to all of those years?
You will just pardon me for a minute. I just want to say thanks a million. You've really been great to a fella called Wolf Carter.
Good morning, friends and listeners, Way Back with Johnny. I'd like to welcome y'all into this weekend's program and also remind y'all that today is Father's Day 2026. We are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located on the shores of St. Lawrence Seaway and located in Cornwall, Ontario. We are also being heard over historic airways at CFRC 119 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada, also over www.oshawarocks.com, as well as anytime on Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With all that mentioned, today is Father's Day 2026, and along with you, my many listeners, we will be celebrating the legendary father of Canadian country music, Wolf Carter, today, who was born Wilford Arthur Charles Carter on December 18, 1904, in Port Hilford, Nova Scotia. He became one of the most beloved pioneers in all country music history, but also Canadian country music history at that. He would perform on the road from 1930s right up to 1990s. While on this earth, he would also become known as the father of Canadian country music, having paved his way into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame. He would sadly pass away on December 5th of 1996, however, would leave a library of some of the best Canadian Western and country songs in all Canadian history. It'll be my hope today to share along with you through his music a lot of his story with y'all. I'd also like to open up today's program with a tribute song done by the king of Canadian country music, in my humblest opinion, Stompin' Tom Connors, who always felt Wolf Carter was a hero of his, and he recorded and wrote a song titled Tribute to Wolf Carter. Then we'll follow with the legendary man himself, the one and only Montana Slim, but also beloved as Wolf Carter, and a song that he used as a theme song for many of his concerts called Love Not in My Lariat. With that, I'd like to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers listening out there. Welcome in, friends.
Hello, friends. This is Stompin' Tom Connors, and I'd like to dedicate this song to that old Alberta cowboy himself, Wolf Carter. Dee-o-de-dee-de-dee, dee-o-de-dee-de-dee. In the year 1904, upon a cold December morn, in Port Hilford, Nova Nova Scotia. Wilf Carter, he was born, went to work for the local farmers at a very tender age, till the bush camps of New Brunswick hired Wilf for a better pay. And Wilf began to yodel-e-de-lay in the backwoods of NB, with his yodel-e-de-lay, to yodel-e-de-lay. From the Maritimes to Boston, now the wheat fields of the West, and the plains of old Alberta, they just seemed to suit him best. Punching cows and breaking horses was the life he loved to lead, and you'd always see Wilf Carter at the Calgary Stampede. And Wilf would always yodel-e-de-lay on the streets of Calgary, with his yodel-e-de-lay, yodel-e-de-lay. When he sang, he played the guitar, telling stories that were true, for the songs he wrote were always about people that he knew. And he took his compositions down to Montreal by train, where he made his first recording and was on his way to fame. And Wilf began to yodel-e-de-lay on the radio CBC, with his yodel-e-de-lay, yodel-e-de-lay. Just a plain and simple cowboy with that old familiar grin. To the USA, Wilf Carter was now Montana Slim. From the hungry hobo jungles to the top recording star, and the people came by thousands when he strummed that old guitar. And Wilf would always yodel-e-de-lay in a voice so young and free, with a yodel-e-de-lay, yodel-e-de-lay. Now the message of my story won't be hard to understand, and I think I speak for every hardcore country music fan. Though the modern record players have replaced the gramophone, I still love to hear Wilf Carter sing and play the cowboy song. And Wilf can always yodel-e-de-lay anytime he wants for me, with his yodel-e-de-lay, yodel-e-de-lay. Yeah, Wilf can always yodel-e-de-lay anytime he wants for me, with his yodel-e-de-lay, 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 yodel-e-de-lay.
And here is the star of this week's show, Montana Slim.
I'll be thinking of you, pal, at sunset time. Thinking of the happy days gone by. There beneath those dear old western skies. And I'll tell you just the reason why. There's a love knot in my lariat, and it's waiting for a blue-eyed gal, you bet. While I'm riding range all day, my old lasso seems to say, it twines around an ornery stray. There's a love knot in my lariat, and it's waiting for my little prairie pet. When I swing my old lasso, you'll hear my yodel-e-hoo. There's a love knot in my lariat. Thinking of you, pal, at roundup time. When I'm riding across the great divide, every time I swing my lariat, takes me back to someone I just can't forget. There's a love knot in my lariat, and it's waiting for a blue-eyed gal, you bet. While I'm riding range all day, my old lad
grass who seems to say it twines around an ornery stray. There's a love knot in my lariat, and it's waiting for my little prairie pet. When I swing my old lasso, you'll hear my yodelee. There's a love knot in my lariat.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome you all back into the Wayback Show. And with that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to some great dedications as we open up today's program. First of all, I'd like to begin the show, as we usually do, with sending out some very special dedications. First of all, for my beloved mama, Dawn. It'll be a classic by none other than Norman Post of the Prince Edward County. And he did a cover of the old Merle Haggard song called Mama's Hungry Eyes. We'll send that out to mama today. We'll then follow with a song going out to my late father, who many remember as Papa Willie B. Memory of Dad on this Father's Day Sunday will be a song by another early pioneer of country music, Gene Autry and Silver-Haired Daddy of mine. And we'll wrap up this collection with a song going out to my good friend Bob Gardner in Niagara Falls in Chippewa, who celebrates his birthday on Wednesday coming up. For Bob, it will be Wolf Carter's very first record he ever recorded in 1933 for the Bluebird label out of Montreal and RCA. It'll be My Swiss Moonlight Lullaby, going out, Bob, with happy birthday wishes. With that, I would like to say good morning and happy listening to each and every one of you listening in. Welcome in, friends.
A canvas-covered cabin in a crowded labor camp stands out in I replied, 'cause my daddy raised a family fair with two hard-working hands and tried to feed my mama's hungry eyes. He dreamed of something better, and my mama's faith was strong. And us kids were just too young to realize that another class of people put us somewhere just below. One more reason for my mama. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more for my mama's hungry eyes. I remember daddy praying for a better way of life, but I don't recall a change of any size. Just a little loss of courage as their age began to show, and more sadness in my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't still
a vine-covered shack in the mountain, bravely fighting the battle of time. Here's a dear one who's weathered life's sorrow. Is that silver-haired daddy of mine. If I could recall all the heartaches, dear old daddy, I called you to bear. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your hair, if God would but grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine.
Thank you. got fortunes and memories.
This is a voice from the past. This is Bob Gardner, country music historian. I'm happy to be here with Johnny. Keep listening, and you're going to hear stories about country music people that you've never heard before.
I've got fortunes and memories, and they all were bought with tears.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to take our weekly trip up into the mighty Ottawa Valley, the valley we call our second home here at the Wayback. With that mentioned, let's send out a very special birthday song to my good friend and radio family, Uncle Ray Chapisky, up there in Eganville, Ontario. For him today, it's going to be an all-time classic by Johnny Mooring and Four Strings and I. We'll send this out to Uncle Ray with the happiest of birthday wishes today for his birthday coming up on the 25th of June. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my good friends Vic and Linda May Garbutt out there in Iron Prior, Ontario. For them, it's going to be an all-time classic by Hank Rivers, also remembered as Henri La Riviere. And he has a sort of a tribute called How My Yodeling Days Began. And just a reminder that Vic has a wonderful program every Sunday evening, 7 to 10, over CJHR Valley Heritage, where he plays a lot of the songs like I do. So tune that in sometime. And then we'll wrap up with a song going out to my good friend Tom Wilson out there in Brockville, Ontario, who's also been like a father figure and also, well, you could say he was like an uncle figure as well to me. But for Uncle Tom Wilson and a very dear friend of mine over the years, it's going to be an all-time classic called Blue Ridge Mountain Blues. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in, and also Happy Father's Day to all the fathers up the Valley Way. With that, good day, Valley, and welcome in.
When I was a young boy, I wanted to play a fiddle like no other man. And then I achieved a great honor, a triple winner in a very big land. I owe a great deal to this country and to my friends close to my heart. And I'll do my best while I'm living to bring music into your hearts. Yes, I've put my whole life in my fiddle and in the joy that it brings. For now, it's my way of living, using God's gift on four strings. When I am sad and I'm lonely, and everything I do turns the wrong way, I reach down and pick up my fiddle, and it turns the dark night into day. When I am old and I'm feeble, and my fiddle I've laid down to rest, I know I'll find peace and contentment in knowing my life has been blessed. Yes, I've put my whole life in my fiddle and in the joy that it brings. For now, it's my way of living, using God's gift on four strings.
While gazing at the sky, when I first heard in my prime. I left my home in Caroline. Now all I do is sit and pine for all those folks I left behind. I've got the Blue Ridge Mountain blues, and I stand right here to say my grip is packed to travel, and I'm scratching gravel to that Blue Ridge far away. I'm gonna stay right by my pa. I'm gonna do right by my ma.
Friends, I'd like to pay tribute to an interview I got to do a couple years back with Laurent D'Entremont, and he was a good friend of Wealth Curtis over the years, having seen him and talked to him many times over the years. With that mentioned, this is going to be an all-time classic interview out of the archives from about 2023. Following this interview, we will hear an all-time favorite, as recorded back in 1959 by Wealth Curtis himself, called When the Ice Worms Nest Again. With that, here now is Laurent D'Entremont. So let's go back to when and how you first got associated with Wealth Curtis.
By associated, do you mean his music?
Yes.
Yeah, well, my neighbor, Felix, a lobster fisherman, had all kinds of old records, and I would listen to his records, and I noticed there were certain songs that I liked more than the others. And then I looked who was singing them. It was Wealth Curtis. So this was in the 1950s, so when I started working around 1960 or so, I went to a record store in Yarmouth, and they had a long LP of Wealth Curtis' song of the Calgary Stampede, so for $4.98, so that's the first LP that I bought of Wealth Curtis, and I think I bought all the others that he did on RCA and wherever.
And what lured you to his music?
Well, the music that we heard in French were usually peppy-type tunes that had lots of gusto to it, and Wealth Curtis was singing the same style that the music that we were used to hearing. So, yeah, and I was interested in the Canadian West and stuff like that. Yeah, and I met Wealth several times. I first time I saw him, he was riding in the Calgary Stampede Parade. I didn't speak to him then, but I spoke to him several times afterwards in Bridgewater, in Halifax, and in Canville, okay. I think.
Yes. And what are some of your memories of meeting him?
Yeah, he was just a regular guy. When I first met him, he wasn't wearing his cowboy hat. He had, well, I suppose you call it a toupee,
yes,
or a wig or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, he was, and he was willing to talk. I knew all about his music. There were other people there asking him questions, but it didn't take long for Will to figure out who the real fan was. So I spoke with him
quite a bit. And
at the Metro Center in Halifax.
Yes. And you have also written stories about your association with Wealth Carter.
Yeah, I wrote in 1988, I wrote a story called The Busker from Port Hillford that was in the Halifax papers, and they did a great big spread. It was 3 pages long, and they had a great big picture of Wilf and other
yes.
pictures, and that was very good. And next year, Wilf was in Canville. I had sent him the story before, so when I met him that time, I told him I was the guy who had written the story, and he tapped me on the shoulder and he said, "That's the best piece that ever was written about me." I would like to believe that he meant
yes.
it. It was accurate, because Fred Eisner, who lives near Truro, who's a real authority on Will, Fred is now 90 years
yes.
old, and Fred had phoned me then in 1988 to congratulate me on writing a factual story about Will. So Fred and I became friends afterwards, and we've kept in touch until now.
Yes, for sure.
I haven't mm-hmm. seen a number of years. I was always the comedian at the Will Carter concert in Canning, Nova Scotia, and Fred was always there, and I remember he was playing music one time, and Fred planted me in the audience to request a song, which I did.
Yes.
I suppose the rest of the audience, I don't know if they knew that Fred had planted me there to yell, "Do you know any railroad songs?"
I see.
But we're here to talk about Wilf, I guess, and not Fred Eisner.
Well, it's all right. So let's go back to when you seen Wilf Carter. What was his stage appearance, or what was he like on stage?
Oh, he made a great impression. The guy is 6'1". He had heels on his boots, about 4 inches. He was all, and the
okay.
cowboy hat. He was almost as tall as the ceiling, and nothing was. You know, he wasn't looking at sheets of papers in front of him on a podium. He just sang one song after the other. The last time I saw him, he was on his 85th birthday tour, and the first thing he was
mm-hmm.
singing, "You Are My Sunshine," for the second time, and when he came about halfway through the song, he stopped. He said, "Ha ha ha, we just played that," and he sang something else. It didn't bother him a bit.
No, and I bet it didn't bother his fans either.
It didn't bother the fans either. And even if he had only spoken, it would have been okay with me. I didn't go there to hear his music. I had heard it 100 times before. I went
yes.
to see the legend and his promoter there, Edwards, what's his name? Brian Edwards. Said, "If you don't bother him before
yeah.
the show, I'll let you talk to him after the show." So I kept my promise, and he kept it. And Wilf
yes.
was just a regular guy talking with people, you know, talking about living in Nova Scotia and that sort of stuff. He, you know, maybe he wasn't the type of singer that Bing Crosby was, but he was certainly a good entertainer, and people loved the guy. Some of us old-timers who listened to his music.
Yes, for sure. Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm 33, and I grew up with his music. So, yes, there's still some of us young people, too, that still love him.
Well, I didn't think there was people 33 on Earth now, the age I am. I'm 82.
Oh, yes, yes.
You're just a kid.
Yes, I am. Sometimes I don't feel like it, but I guess I am, yes.
Yeah.
So, let's go.
Somebody on Google there has a program, a young guy who writes about Wilf Carter, and he has Wilf Carter sitting down and singing Springtime in the Rockies without his guitar. Are you familiar with that?
No, I've heard of him, but I haven't.
Yeah,
I haven't looked him up. No.
I forgot the guy's name, but he wouldn't be any older than you.
I see, yes. So back in the day, what was some of his most requested songs?
Oh, everybody loved songs about the West, you know, and Love Not in My Lariat was his theme song. And
yes.
And lots of people think that he wrote You Are My Sunshine, which he did not write, and he would sing songs like, you know, When the Ice Worm Nests Again. That's one of my favorites. And Good Night, Irene. And, you know, When It's Apple Blossom Time in Nova Scotia. He didn't write that one either, but lots of people believe that he did. That was written by Eric Edwards, who went by the name of Alberta Slim.
Okay, Wilf, Alberta Slim, I knew.
Wilf was Montana Slim.
Exactly, yes, for sure. And so I understand that Wilf Carter is today remembered as being the father of Canadian country music. What led to this, in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, he was singing country music, about 3 years before Hank Snow, so... Wilf started in 1933 recording. He had been singing music before that, I think, started in 1936. So Wilf had to jump on Hank by 3 years. But Hank went to the States and he became real famous. But Wilf stuck to Canada, but those of us who were fans stayed loyal to him.
Mm-hmm. Now, I also understand that he toured into, like you were saying, into his late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, well, Brian Edwards had organized some tours with Wilf Carter when Wilf was 80 years old. And he got some money to promote the tour, and he hoped to God that Wilf will complete the tour. And every place they went, the place was packed. Not because of Wilf's music, but because they wanted to see that living legend. They had listened to his music in the 1930s and 40s and 50s, like me. And, he was just a regular guy talking with everybody. There was nothing pretentious about him whatsoever. I'm sure Fred told you the same thing. Yeah.
Exactly. He said he was very down to earth.
Yeah, Wilf was a real guy. He was the real... Stumping Tom wrote about him. He was the real article. Well, that's what he was. I mean, what you saw is what you got. Yes. Whether Wilf was on stage or off the stage, he was just the same guy.
Yes, exactly. So you were mentioning also the last time you've seen him, you sent me a write-up
about
that.
Yeah, that was in Kenville. Well, actually, I saw him the year afterwards in Bridgewater, but that time the promoter said that in spite of Wilf's age, he would be quite tired after the show, so nobody saw him afterwards, but... The year before in Kenville, Wilf stayed at least an hour after the show, and that's when I got to talk with him. and there was two old ladies there, and Wilf had one on each arm, and they were taking pictures, and Brian Edwards was trying to get Wilf to move on, but Wilf was in no hurry. Can't you see that I'm having fun,
yes.
You know? Wilf was having
exactly.
the time of his life.
And he took the time. What I've come to realize today is that Wilf took the time for his fans, no matter what time or how long it took.
Yeah, Wilf signed autographs after the show. It didn't matter how long it took. He said that the people who listened to him were the same people who had saved their egg money to hear his shows in the 1930s and so on. So. And he answered all his mail. I have 17 handwritten letters from him.
Oh, nice.
That I exchanged with Wilf.
I see, yes. So for those who are maybe new or not aware of how popular Wilf Carter was at his time, would you share with us what your thoughts are on Wilf's popularity?
Yeah, well, when I grew up, there was only about two country singers on radio, and in those days we had battery-operated radios, you know, when I grew up in the 1940s and 50s, and there was Wilf and Hank Snow. They were mostly the two, and there was also Lee Moore, who came out of Wheeling, West Virginia. And
yes.
There was Doc Williams, who was a great guy. I met him a number of times. And there was Hal Lone Pine, that I really liked his music and met him several times. And we liked the music of they who sang a song that was partly French, Que sera, sera.
That's right, yes.
But Wilf was popular for one reason. He had very little competition except Hank Snow. And Hank Snow was maybe even more popular than Wilf because he went to the States and really made it big while Wilf stayed at home.
Exactly, and showed what a Canadian could really do. Exactly, and accomplish.
And Wilf never had a promo. He never had an agent, as far as I know, except when he toured, he had somebody to organize the tour, but the rest of the time he did his own booking. He was so good that he didn't need to have somebody to book places for him, except during the tour, of course. He couldn't do everything. He went to Australia in the 1950s, and he was popular there.
So I have one last question for today, and I'd love to talk to you again and keep in touch with you. But in closing this interview for this morning, what song of Wilf's can I play for you?
You could play When the Ice Worm Nest Again. I like that one.
Okay.
There the husky dusty maiden in the Arctic, in her igloo she's a-waiting there in vain. Well, I guess I'll put my mucklucks on and ask her if she'll wed me when the ice worm nests again. In the land of the pale blue snow, where it's 99 below, and the polar bear to roam o'er the plain. In the shadow of the pole, and I'll clasp her to my soul, we'll be happy when the ice worm nests again. Seal oil and blubber. In our kayaks we'll roam the boundless main. Well, the walruses will turn their necks to rubber. We'll be happy when the ice worm nests again. In the land of the pale blue snow, where it's 99 below, and the polar bear roaming o'er the plain. In the shadow of the pole, and I'll clasp her to my soul, we'll be happy when the ice worm nests again. Take her away, Slim. Your dad boy play that banjo. breaking iceberg bound around us. She'll present me with a bouncing baby boy. Well, the polar bears will do their umber around us, and the walruses will click their teeth with joy. In the land of the pale blue snow, where it's 99 below, and the polar bears are roaming o'er the plain. In the shadow of the pole, and I'll clasp her to my soul, we'll be happy when the iceworm nests again.
Friends, this here is your old host with the most, Country Western Music, Johnny Woodlock, and I'd like to tell you all about the upcoming 2026 Napanee Country Jamboree, happening from July 9th through the 11th in the heart of Napanee, Ontario. With an amazing lineup of singers, this is going to be a three-day event, which is hosted by Landon Martin, and for those interested, weekend passes cost $100, and also day passes and evening passes are also available. Purchase tickets, you can call 613-583-7087. Yes, this is going to be a great time had by all, so come on out to the 2026 Napanee Country Jamboree.
On time, hoping you'd come back home. When I got there, the house was bare.
Now, friends, following that interview with our good friend Laurent D'Entremont, I would like to once again welcome y'all back in here to the Way Back with Johnny show as we pay tribute to the good old days of vinyl recordings and also vinyl records. As we pay tribute to also the vinyl blast from Vinyl Past Weekend, we must open the vinyl vault door. Now the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's pay tribute to an old-time record that I was sent by my good friend Peter Trenum many years ago, and it's going to be Wolfe Carter and his 32 Wonderful Years. Off of this 1965 RCA Camden album, I've got one of my all-time favorites of Wolfe's, which is called The Headline in the Paper and A Story in the News. We'll dedicate this to everybody out there who likes this song too, so with that, welcome in, friends. And this is also played off the original 1965 album, Bachman.
I saw a headline in the papers and a story in the news. I know your love for me is gone, but you could still be fair. I would have thought a broken heart was pain enough to bear. But now you want to hurt me more. Why did you have to choose? A headline in the papers and a story in the news. You made our love a shameful thing that ended in disgrace, sure did. And you go on before the world, a world I cannot face. How can you? You could have told me we were through. Why did you have to choose a headline in the papers, a story in the news? Story now of my backstreet affair. But do they know the heartless ways were more than I can bear? No matter what I ever did, why did you have to choose a headline in the papers and a story in the news? Thing that ended in disgrace, and you go on before the world, a world I cannot face. face, I sure can. You could have told me we were through. Why did you have to choose a headline in the paper, a story in the news?
Now, friends, I would like to pay tribute to the end of the first hour, The Way Back with Johnny Show, and pay tribute to a song by one of the true pioneers of American country music, who is also beloved as the queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells, who Wolf Carter during the 80s and 90s, up to 1991 at the age of 86, when he did his last concert titled The Farewell Run, or The Last Roundup Tour, playing across the East Coast into Manitoba and Ontario. But anyway, Kitty Wells and Wolf Carter knew each other, and they performed on the same stage, but also they also toured a lot together during the 80s. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to Kitty Wells, the queen of country music, and her all-time classic called Dust on the Bible. And then we'll follow that with Wolf Carter himself and an all-time favorite, gospel favorite. And I'm going to ride to heaven on a steam line train. With that, I would like to welcome y'all in, and I will talk to you on the other side of the second hour, The Way Back with Johnny Show.
Like a bullet, she suits me mighty fine. I'm going to crawl the border when she heads out for fame. I'm going to ride to heaven on a streamlined train. I met a guy named Jolson who's going to ride a mule, and all the folks that know him, he's a regular singing fool. Well, I ain't taking chances, I have everything to gain. I'm going to ride to heaven on a streamlined train. There'll be no cops to bother, there'll be no fires to stoke. And if you don't like my shooting, you don't have to smell my smoke. 'Cause I'm a sitting pretty boys, I'm on my trail of fame. I'm gonna ride to heaven on a streamlined train. Oh, I'm gonna ride to heaven on a streamlined train. Gonna crawl a border whether sunshine or rain. 4 and 3 is 7, 6 and 5's 11. I'm gonna ride to heaven on
I'll bet when old St. Peter gazes up the trail, he'll pull his old white whiskers and start a growing pale. He'll brush the cobwebs from his eyes and wonder if he's sane when he sees me a coming on a streamlined train. Oh, grant me fair admittance, I'll take his shaking hand. Says he, I think you'll like it, boy, the weather here is grand. I ask him, how is the bummin'? Says he, you can't complain. I'm glad I rode to heaven on a streamlined train. We started on through heaven, oh, what a gorgeous place. There was not a soul a-workin', no need to wash me face. 'Twas then I spied the devil a-standin' by the gate, a-waitin' for some victim who'd surely meet his fate. Kinda looks me over, a scowl come o'er his face. Says he, I ain't got room for the sinner in my place. They'll make me lose my business, they'll bind me up in chains when people ride to heaven on a streamlined train. I hear the feller yodeling way down there below. Says he, that's where the crooners and all the yodelers go. I said I felt contented and didn't care for fame, although I rode to heaven on a streamlined train.